whole Indian of Pinchas, not just Pinchas, the whole Indian of end of last week's Pasha says, tell the Tazakh the story, Vayokom Pinchas, end of last week's Pasha, end of Balak, came to Moshe Rabbeinu, Vehema Boichem Pesach Al Moid, end of Pasha's Balak. So Rashi says, Nisalma Menu Halach, this halacha of Boy the Ramas Kana and Pogim Boy was Nisalma Halacha Mimena for Moshe. So therefore, go Kulim Bibchia. Why was Nisalma Mena Halacha? Elakadisha Yobi Pinchas Vitlis Royal. Kilu Moshe Rabbeinu to forget the halacha, it had to be Nisalma Mimena the halacha so that Pinchas can come and Yitlis Royal. So what's the pshat? Kilu Pinchas needs to get Schad, Moshe Rabbeinu has to forget. Why Pashas Pinchas? We know Pashas Pinchas is the first parasha of the 3 weeks. So Samus already points out that the Moyadim you have in this week's parasha, because it's a chizuk, the Moyadim that came to the Beis Hamikdash, the Korbanos Tzibur of the Yom Tovim, it's a chizuk to start the 3 weeks off with the parasha of the Moyadim. Well, there's an oimek miyuchid in this whole idea. Also in Pashas Pinchas you have the story of the Bnei Slavchot. They came and they had a Moyadik Cheshek for Chelken Eretz Yisrael. And also here, second time, also says, that Moshe Rabbeinu is Nisalma Mena Halacha. How does this come into the parasha b'chlal? Rashi says, V'yakriv Moshe es mishpoto Nisalma Mena Halacha. So Rashi explains why, Rashi gives a reason why. Second pshat, Ruya, this parasha was Ruya l'kosev al Moshe, V'zochu b'nei tzlofchot v'nichtev al yodan. Again, Nisalma Mena Halacha, so that B'nai Tzlochot could get it al yodan. What's the Oymek of it? Why dafka in the 3 weeks? So this idea of this almena halacha, this idea of this musuk of halacha ve'ein moirinkin. Halacha ve'ein moirinkin. What's halacha? So moirinkin. What's this whole musuk? The Teretz is, we discussed in the Divrei Torah that you wrote out, that there's an avoida of rotzui and there's an avoida of shoiv. Avoida of rotzui is an avoida of ritza, of running. More avilda avoida. And then there's avoida of shoiv. We discussed then the kesher between Yisrael and Mishpatim is that after the Rotzoi, when it comes to Mishpatim, when it comes to Dayonim, when it comes to Halacha, is there, Mishnah says in Ovis, have him a son in Medin. Have him a son in Medin. It's got to be of a glass in the oifin, it's got to be calm. A dying can't run. Halacha is Miloshan Halicha. Halicha is to walk, not to run. And the Beis Hamikdash was a makom of Ritza, we discussed. What we didn't discuss there was, it's an interesting zach. Yom Tov, they came to the Beis Hamikdash. Halachas were there, a halacha of a darga of Ritz of Rotzui. In other words, you see, the Moshe Yom Tov has halachas, Motech Shehutshu Letzorech, Hutshu Nami Shaloy Letzorech, Dion Shaloy Letzorech, Klal, Bechlal. On Yom Tov, they came to the Beis Hamikdash, everybody had a din of a chover, Gemara at the end of Chagiga. Straight after Yom Tov, the same wine that they touched, the Mafreya as Tomei. On Yom Tov, everybody's a chover. Yom Tov in Beis Hamikdash was a mokoim of a ritzui dika type of halach. It's a ritzui dika type of halach. This ritzui dika type of halach, it's the tires of the sastri. Halach is halicha. Halicha is walking. On Yom Tov, it was such an exciting time. It was a time where the Avodas Hashem was the boyfriend shel ritzui, ritzui. So that type of halacha is a halacha ki'ilu that lends itself. It's a halacha that's beyond the regular regulations of halacha. It's halacha. It's not the regular. He comes at a zman of rotzoi, not in a zman of heavy mesunim. This halacha of kanam and poigim boy is also that nakuda. Halacha of kanam and poigim boy. Poigim boy means you just run, make the serious nefesh. It's not kind of mesunim. It's not kind of mesina sticker psacked in. It's Kanoim Poigim Boy. Get up, go for the kill. It's this Almim in Halacha of Moshe Rabbeinu. This can't come with the regular, it's not the regular type of Halacha of Halicha Zaylanoi. It's a Halicha, it's a get up and go and run and kill, don't ask questions. Chlal, the whole beginning of the parasha, Pinchas became a Kohen Godel. The Kashat Fer Shleim is Marich, a Kohen Shehoragas Anefesh La Yisa is Kapov. Kant Duchen, and he became Gufa the Kohen Godel. So under a Gede, under a Shaya, another gather of halacha. And that's beikah what Parshas Pinchas is talking about. Mesiris nefesh. Mesiris nefesh doesn't come with tam and das. Mesiris nefesh is something that you just go for the mesiris nefesh. So the tenua of mesiris nefesh. Pinchas had the tenua of mesiris nefesh. And that's why he was zoicha to become the Kohen Gadol, because the Beis Hamikdash was that mokum of rotzui. Beis Hamikdash was that mokum how you rotzin. They all used to run off the kevesh. He used to run. And Pinchas, by doing what he did, which was a ritzudika halacha, he was zoicha to become Kohen Gadol in the Beis Hamikdash. His oifen halachas, his oifen of halicha, is in a ritzudika matzav. That's the whole sod. All the benoist slavchot as well. The chukka, they had a moedika chukka. I mean, there's halachas. Your father died in the midwife. So it doesn't fit in to the requirements. Rav Tzadik discussed in Rasisei Laila, discussed Rav Tzadik, the chukka is a nun sharabina. Remember with Yeshua? Yeshua was zaycha to the nun sharabina because it says Rav Tzadik is Yeshua the chukka. The chukka is the hechz lezach. That's why in this week's parasha as well, who was chosen? Yeshua was chosen. In this week's parasha, Yifka Hashem lekeirucha is Isha sheyetze Isha Yeshua kaches Yeshua benun. Yeshua was a ritza, chuka is from the tenua of ritza. Somebody's got a yearning, a mordek yearning. That's the tenua of ritza. Benoist tzlofcha, they had a yearning of ritza. So Moshe Rabbeinu's halacha was the type of halacha of the dying of the heavy mesunim adin. When it came to a chukadika halacha, so they're already like benoist slavcha, there was nesalmim menef. Because Yobit slavcha, their chukka, they were zoicha to this parish in the Torah, because it's a chukadika parish in the Torah. And that's why it was nesalmim menef halacha from Moshe Rabbeinu. Kedisha Yobit benoist slavcha, v'yit leschor, and they should get the schar for their chukka. And their chukka was taka machadish halacha, kilu fixed them in, and got them in as well, so to speak. And got them in as well. But that should come from the Rabbeinu Shalom. And then Namish and Smichas in the parasha is Taka Yeshua. Isha Shiova by Yeshua was chosen because Yeshua Taka has the Indian of Chuka. We know that Yeshua comes from the Indian of Tfilah, right? Yeshua is Moshe Rabbeinu Davened, Ko Ishiacha. It's a Tfilah. We know Tfilah is Chuka. It's Torah and it's Tfilah. Torah is more Messinas. And Tfilah is Kulei Chuka. Kulei Chuka. The person has to daven. Shulchan Aruch says it's to arrive at his Pashta Sagashmi. Yeshua is a davener. Yeshua's oifen of anhoga is a tefillatik oifen of anhoga. That's why you know, Merida Malchus is learned from Yeshua, because Malchus is tefillah, Tavad HaMelech, Ani is tefillah la'oni. It's Malchus, it's a chukka dika anhoga. Yeshua the chukka dika anhoga. And his chukka dika anhoga, he was appointed in Parshas Pinchas. Pinchas was the chukka dika. Pinchas had this yearn, he didn't ask questions, he got up in Mesiris Nefesh and he was zoicha, midda keneged midda, to halacha, the keilu goes against halacha. Ke'ilu, a coin shaharagas a nefesh, became the coin godl. Not just the coin, he became a coin godl. That's shaykh to Pinchas. It's all shaykh to the parasha's chukah, to the parasha of Pinchas. And that's the moyadim. That's the moyadim. The chukah of the moyadim. Supposed to see the moyadim have these interesting halachas. And that's the shaykh is taka to the 3 weeks. Because it says in Eicha. Whoever runs, whoever's roidif, so it says the Helig Koshin Samagid, call her roidif yutke, ritfeo, roidif yutke, hisiguha ben amatsorim. Now those are 3 weeks, there's a time where we need a moide kachuka, call ritfeo, we need to be roidif. It's not good enough in the 3 weeks just to go through this 3 weeks bimsinus. 3 weeks has to bring out his whole chuk, his whole mysterious nefesh, l'uk meshchinta afra, inin boisa inin. The Hokum Shchinta Me'afra, Chuka for the Beis Hamikdash, a Chuka Wildkeit for the Beis Hamikdash. Tzadik Emes had Mamash a Wildkeit of Chuka for the Beis Hamikdash. The early Talmidei Bar Shem Tov, they gave their lives up in mysterious nefesh to be zeicha to bring the Gula. They're willing to give out the Olam Habas. I'll be the Hokum Ikka the Hokum Shchinta Me'afra. It's a Chuka Dika Anhoga, and the whole Anhoga the 3 weeks has to be this type of Chuka Dika Anhoga. In order to bring the Gaulas. So that's why that's what Pinchas is. And with that, Pinchas was Masak, and we know that Pinchas was the Neshama of Nadav Avihu. Nadav Avihu Taka that came to the Beis Hamikdash. The Beis Hamikdash is a mokum of Chuka, and it's a mokum where Kilu certain elements of it, Kilu out of Chuka, lend their way that you can go Kilu a bit away from the straight halacha. And they did what they did. They krivu eish zara shalei tzivo. In other words, they came in, they were so overtaken with chukka that they, so to speak, mutter themselves, And that's why they're talking Moir Halacha Lifnei Rabbam as well. Moir Halacha Lifnei Rabbam. And they were Shesui Yain. Shesui Yain can't paskin. Shesui Yain is not allowed to paskin. And they were Shesui Yain. Because the vote is that they came into the Beis Hamikdash, they felt that chukka dikkai to the Beis Hamikdash. And there they took that inyan too far. Shesui Yain, Moir Halacha Lifnei Rabbam. They took that too far. They thought that the Beis Hamikdash from the chukka lends itself to more than it really does. And here Pinchas did taka a halacha ve'ein mayor king or halacha kanoim poigam boy. That's how he was zeichet to be sakin the mechina of nadav avim. So those are the nekudas in the parasha cousins to awaken the blessed sofchel was chukka to Eretz Yisrael, chukka for the geula. Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Haoretz, is Eretz Elyon, is Olam Haba, is Achris Hayomim. They showed their moed the kachuka. And Yeshua as a davener, this is the weeks of Kol Rit Fe, we have to be roida. We mustn't walk during these weeks. These are weeks where we have to be a bechina of Kol Rit Fe, Sigua. And then we'll be zoicha, ve'ez Hashem is barach, shibara mislamigda, shishapich, chashucha lenahoyra. We'll be zoicha to be nizdavik, mitzvah Hashem, tasiul letzadiki emes, neget up mitzvah Hashem, have tichas amesim. They have tichas amesim first, b'viz Mashiach tzadkenu, and then all the shmuz that we had about schatkis to tzadiki emes, which we'll be zoicha to learn Torah from them. Bagufa benefesh, b'ez Hashem is barach, gazinta hait, meher b'yemeinu amein.